Ava Max slog igenom stort med hitten Sweet But Psycho. Och då låten inte ännu har blivit den hitte sedan senare blev, så fick jag henne på besök. Det här var alltså hösten 2018. Alltså, låten var ute. Den spelades en hel del. Men det var först ett par veckor efter att vi träffades som det blev en nummer ett i hela 22 olika länder. Alltså när den här intervjun gjordes så var den ännu bara en sån här semi-hit i nordiska länderna. Den spelades ganska mycket i Finland, Sverige, Norge och that's it. Men mot slutet av intervjun så ska vi få höra en liten follow-up på hur hon reagerar då det sen börjar hända på riktigt.
Good morning. Hello, hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine, I'm fine. As I just said, I speak Swedish. You've been going extremely well in all the northern countries, but like by far even the best in Sweden. Have you picked up any Swedish?
Tack.
Okay.
Tack. That's all.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, right? Thank you.
And you just, you flew over last night to Helsinki?
I was in Sweden, Norway, Amsterdam, Denmark, and now I'm here.
Okay. Have any time at all to see anything in Helsinki?
Oh, gosh. A little driving. Okay. I saw the Parliament building.
Oh, wow.
It was really cool. But that's all. I just drove by it.
Will you have like any hours at all to like go to visit some shops or a restaurant or something?
I wish. I literally have a full day today and then tonight I fly to Poland.
To Poland?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every day and a half I feel like I'm going somewhere new.
What kind of surprises are there when it comes to life as an artist, as a musician?
I think people think it's all like fun and drinking and all kinds of stuff, but it's not. It's like, I actually don't drink anymore because I'm so busy and like, I gotta be up early. And I think the surprises are actually that it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. So people think it's like just fun.
No time to drink.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe for Christmas.
All right. You're right. Yeah, because I would assume I'm blessed by the ability to not get hungover ever.
Oh, so, my God. You're so lucky.
Yeah, that's what people keep telling me. But I would assume that would be a nightmare if you would have like a fun party night and then next day you would be just like running
just
on
tired,
20%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are not good mornings.
But like still, but also pleasant surprises, I assume?
Oh, pleasant surprises for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like I've learned so much already in the last 2.5 weeks because it was my first time in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So I find it so beautiful because all my life I've dreamed about coming to Europe because my parents are from Albania. So they've been talking about it since I was little. And so finally I've been here and I've been traveling and seeing different countries and it's pretty surreal, actually. So those are the pleasant surprises of meeting everybody and getting to know the culture. And it's really exciting.
Is it still difficult to kind of get used to the thought, like if you hear yourself on the radio, like is it still weird for you? Like,
you know, it's
playing
funny.
My song.
I've heard them in radio stations, but not in a car on the radio yet.
You haven't?
No.
Damn it. Well, you should listen to our station like on the way to the city center again because we play the new single all the time.
Okay, I'm going to because I cannot wait to hear it.
Okay.
I'm going to freak out.
Okay.
I'm going to call you.
Ava Max har inte ännu hört Sweet Prosecco singa ännu på radio. Hon har hört det liksom, det finns på streamlistor och sådär, men hon har inte hört dem på radio i en bil. Så förhoppningsvis på vägen härifrån till centrum så hör hon det. Hon har haft en brådisdag, hon kommer att ha en full brådisdag i Helsingfors, sen flyger hon till Polen, hon har varit i Norge, lite i Sverige och i norra, liksom nordiska länderna har gått väldigt, väldigt bra. Artistlivet är så där att alla tror att man är full och det är bara roligt hela tiden, men det är jättemycket jobb och man har inte tid att ha krabbis till exempel. As we were just saying before we started the actual interviews that you've been going well, you know, pretty much everywhere, but especially in the northern countries, Finland, Sweden, Norway. You know, do you have any idea why is that?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. I think you guys just have better taste than everybody else because that's
apparently
what happens. I feel like a lot of pop songs have broken here. So I think you guys definitely love your pop, which is a good thing.
Mm.
But I have no idea.
Okay.
Why.
And people assume that you're Swedish because of this?
Yeah, I think so. They're okay. Like, oh, she has something to do with the Swedes. But I don't.
Mm. Well, you don't, yeah, and you're born. Yeah, no, you're not born in Albania. You're born in the States.
Yeah, but my parents were immigrants from Albania.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was born in Wisconsin, cheesehead.
What is? Have you heard? Like, has anyone, like your parents or grandparents, or anyone told you that you have some Albanian qualities?
Oh, yeah, I'm very loud. Because Albanians are like Italians. Like, we're very loud.
Oh,
like,
really?
You'll hear us, like, the other side of the town, like, yelling.
Okay.
Like, that's how we are. If I'm raspy, it's not even because I'm singing a lot. It's because I talk so loud with my family.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're very loud, and that's how I am.
Okay.
Yeah, but my niece actually is not my brother's daughter. She's more calm, so maybe it changes the generations.
Okay.
She's more, like, I guess you can say American, like, softer, not so loud, because we're very loud.
Have you been to Albania?
No,
never.
I haven't. I actually wanted to come on this trip, but I'm so busy on this promo tour, so I'm going to try to next year.
Okay.
Yeah, it's far. You know, it's far from America. It's far. So I think when I go, I want to stay for like a month and just enjoy it. So maybe.
Do you still have relatives there?
A lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there a lot, yeah. Greece and Germany, which I'm going to Germany to see some relatives, so I'm excited about that.
Okay. But do you get like... Do you have contact with your relatives and family?
Oh. Ooh, close. I almost spilled my water.
Yeah, in Albania?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a lot of relatives there that I kind of FaceTime with.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really hope you have the chance to go there.
I know. I don't have time on this trip, but next year I want to stay, like I said, for like a whole month and enjoy and have a good time.
Okay. I bet Dua Lipa, people mention Dua Lipa to you often because she's also... She's also got roots in Albania.
Oh, yeah. Dua Lipa, Rita Ora, Bibi Rexha, Ari Streffy. They're all Albanian.
What do they put in? What do they feed the girls specially?
I don't know. You know what I think? I think it's for generations, my whole family has been musical. My mom is a trained opera singer. My dad played piano for 8 years. My grandpa was an actor and comedian on stage, and he was in movies in Albania. And so I think it's in our DNA to be an entertainers. Both of my uncles played guitars and bands and drum, and like so. Yeah, I think it's just in our DNA.
Okay.
We just can't like stop being entertainers.
Okay.
That's really what it is.
Have you met any of these previously mentioned artists? Like, if you're in the same town or something?
No, but they're so sweet. I got a really nice message from Bibi Rexha. She said she was really happy for me, and she said congratulations, and Rita Ora as well. So we've spoken a little bit, yeah.
Okay, wow. Yeah. I didn't remember, actually. I just remember Dua Lipa, but yeah, now that you mention it.
They're incredible. I mean, I look up to them. So, yeah.
Eva Max, hon är inte född i Albanien. Hon är född i USA i det här i Wisconsin. Men hennes föräldrar är det där. De har flyttat i något skede av deras liv. Flyktingar från Albanien. Och det är konstigt, men alltså, hon har fått höra att hennes mest albaniska egenskap är att hon är väldigt högljudd. Lite som italienarna och sådär, att de är väldigt, väldigt högljudda och sådär. Hon har aldrig någonsin besökt Albanien, men hoppas att hon så snart som möjligt kan fara dit och träffa lite vänner och lite bekanta och sådär. Eller alltså familjebekanta egentligen. Och hon är inte den första popstjärnan som är därifrån, för att jag kommer bara ihåg Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa är från Albanien. Men det är också Rita Ora, Bibi Rexha, så det är helt otroligt. Så där ändå, det är ändå ett ganska litet land. Och sen har vi så där stora popprofiler som är därifrån eller har sina rötter därifrån. Men vad gäller Evas egna familj, så är det bara, de har bara alltid varit konstnärer, alltid uppträtt, komiker, skådisar och sådär. Så det kommer nog egentligen, det kommer egentligen bara därför. Are you more sweet or psycho?
Man... I'm really just down the middle. Mm. I'm very 50% sweet, 50% psycho. It depends. Mm. If I don't have caffeine in the morning, I'm psycho.
Oh, you're one of those, you have to have coffee
in the
morning.
I need it. I don't want to talk to anyone until I've had my caffeine, because my body just starts like, it just gets like crazy. It's just like, I need to wake up. So I think I'm one of those people, for sure.
What kind of alarm signal do you have on your phone? Because that's really important, right?
It's really loud, whatever it is. It's like, nah, nah.
Does it start like the bang? Like, it's not one of those like growers?
No. I'll sleep through it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I need a loud one. And I usually, if I'm in a hotel, I have them like call me on a wake-up call.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Have you ever shared a room like with a roommate or a friend or a relative or a boyfriend or something that has have like this extremely annoying alarm signal?
Oh, all the time.
Really?
The time. Or if someone snores is the worst. Like,
oh, really?
Literally everything that is annoying in the morning has happened.
Okay. But what is like the worst case scenario? What is the worst way that your morning can start with?
I'm not even kidding you. If you're with a relative or if you're with a boyfriend or friend and they wake up before you and they're doing things like like vacuuming or like making a smoothie and it's so loud. It's like, and you're just like there like, whoa, it's so loud. I can't even get out of bed because I just want to relax for 5 more minutes. But it's like, then they start vacuuming and then they start like, I don't know, like, you know what I mean? So loud stuff.
It's really impolite.
I know, but yeah. That's literally, yeah, that's happened.
Okay.
Not all the time, but.
But do you like the contrast? Like, we have the two adjectives, sweet and psycho. Because I like, you know, the contrast. Yeah. If something's a bit like also bittersweet. Uh-huh. Do you have a lot of that in your songs with the contrast? You know, for instance, sweet, psycho.
I feel like a lot of my songs have that contrast because just like my hair, I couldn't decide between long or short. I am the type of person where I'm very indecisive. So I want to just embrace that and be like, you know what? I don't care if I'm indecisive. That's how I am. And that's, I'm going to have, people say you can't have your cake and eat it too. Yes, you can. You can. I believe with my whole heart that you can. And so I think it's important that my songs show that because that's how I am. And I think there's a lot of people out there that are like me that want the best of both worlds, you know? So, yeah.
Sweet but Psycho singen, alltså det är kontraster där också, att man är söt men också kanske en psykopat. Eva är kanske lite båda, det beror på lite vilken tid på dygnet. Om man väcker henne upp på fel sätt på morgonen, då är det mera psycho. Om hon inte får kaffe på morgonen, då är det mera psycho. Annars är hon väldigt söt och sådär. Tycker om kontraster också, annars. Hon har till exempel hennes hår. På ena sidan är det sådär till axlarna och på ena sidan är det väldigt långt. Så tycker om att hon tycker att man ska inte kunna bestämma för henne vad kan hon göra och vad kan hon inte göra. Still like, I assume, I mean, things change also in the music business, but still there are those people that kind of wants to affect, especially young artists. Both male and female, I would presume. But has that already happened, like during your career, that people kind of want to, you know, make you to something you're not when it comes to your music, your promo pictures, or anything?
To be honest, I'm such a strong character myself that I never let. If anyone wants to say anything about changing me. I instantly put my foot down and I'm like, I'm not gonna do it. I would rather quit music than be something I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I am. And I think because I'm not afraid of failing, maybe that's what it is. Because I think some people are afraid to fail. And for me, I failed so many times in my life and I've gotten back up. And it's been a long journey to get to where I am that I'm not afraid of falling because I know I'll get back up. So it's okay, I think, for me to stand my ground. But I think it's because of all the failures, you know, that I'm like, this is just a little thing that someone's trying to make me do. I'm like, I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
So I think it's good to stand your ground.
But is it like people, they can try once and then they know that like
from now on. Yeah. It's like they know, they're like, okay, she has her own creative direction, ideas. So, yeah.
But what kind of suggestions if somebody has, you know, even tried just once saying like, you know, you should do something like that.
Well, for a music video I had once, actually for the Psycho music video, like some people wanted me to kind of like go even crazier in the video. And I was like, but I wanted to show the sweet side and the psycho side, not completely psycho side, just the whole thing. So someone wanted me to tattoo someone's face in the video to show that I'm psycho. And I said I wouldn't do that. I'm like, because in real life, if I was going to torture somebody, I wouldn't tattoo their face.
What would you do?
I would throw a knife at them.
Oh, wow. There
no, but I still wouldn't.
All right.
But I'm saying in fantasy, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, of
like
course.
In the music video. Like, I wouldn't tattoo their face. So I put my foot down on that. I'm like, let's not get all crazy with the tattoo gun.
Perhaps the next single.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah. There's always something.
Visserligen har människor försökt påverka hennes karriär också någon gång, men det räcker att de försöker en gång, hon lägger foten ner direkt och hon går med på någonting som hon inte själv kan stå för egentligen. Och som till exempel hennes musikvideo så föreslog sig att hej, kan du tatuera någons ansikte när du är arg? Men hon ville inte. Hon skulle aldrig tortera någon på det viset. Hon skulle kanske kasta knivar då istället på någon. Att det är helt onödigt att försöka forma om henne till något som hon inte är. When it comes to your whole, well, for instance, you mentioned the hair and everything. That's also something that people mention a lot, that they're already calling you a fashion icon and everything like that. And people have compared you a lot to Lady Gaga, who's also is a brilliant musician, and also has been, you know, a style icon. How does it feel, you know, to be compared with her and people kind of, you know, give these big titles to you in a really early stage?
It's a compliment. You know, I've gotten Lady Gaga, I've gotten Sia. So I think I'm the reason why they're comparing me is because I grew up listening to them. And maybe my music kind of sounds a little bit, or maybe, I don't know, you know, when you grow up listening to something, you kind of take from things, you know, growing up like Katy Perry, Nelly Furtado, Lady Gaga, Sia. So for me, it's a compliment because they're so incredible, and their creative thoughts and the way they express themselves is very authentic. So I think it's a compliment.
Mm. Yeah. Many younger female artists have told me that, you know, many artists that, you know, it doesn't matter, is it hip hop or pop or singer songwriter stuff that they do, but many younger female artists have told me that they want to make also this kind of like empowering songs for everyone, but for especially for younger girls. Like, I also saw you or hear you mentioning in some interview that you want and you do make like girl anthems.
That's how all my songs are, I think. Yeah. Most of them are that.
Mm.
I have just one song I think coming out that's not that. It's a feature with Jason Derulo, but it's because I was featured on it and I had nothing to do with that one. But and it's a very fun song. But all my other songs on my album are all female empowerment.
Mm.
And the other one coming out is female empowerment. I think it's important for me to be who I am because that's how I am.
Mm.
I'm a very strong woman, so I want to show that in my songs. And I think showing who I really am is going to help people maybe who can't speak up.
Mm.
And so I want to speak up for them.
And something that that many of these artists that I mentioned that I mentioned talking to have mentioned to me is that when they were growing up. They didn't have, you know, a similar voice, you know, because it wasn't so common that you had these. I mean, there have been strong female artists for decades, but, you know, we have more of them and, you know, they have a different position also nowadays. Yeah. So it's like, did you have these kind of icons to follow when you were growing up and you were younger?
I think for me, it was, I listened to a lot of Madonna. I listened to a lot of Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey. I think they all, and at a point, Pussycat Dolls too were making really cool music. I don't want a man. I don't need a man. That was a really cool empowering song. So I always go off songs that I remind me that what inspired me at the time. I don't know. I think for me, it was only when I make music, it's only about what am I going to say? How am I going to affect people? And is it going to give someone a boost of confidence?
Because
that's my main goal.
Mm.
I want people to be happy when they hear my music and excited. And maybe you want to work out to it and feel like they can do anything. And like, yeah, that's very important to me, the message.
Det är mycket viktigt det här budskapet för Eva Max. Alla hennes låtar vill hon att ge kraft och styrka och självförtroende och liksom allt att man kan tro på sig själv mera. Framförallt åt yngre kvinnor och sådär. Och hon hade visst egna förebilder också. Det är många yngre sådana kvinnliga soloartister, oberoende vilken genre de håller på med, som säger att de kanske inte hade på samma sätt en förebild, någon som talar för dem och åt dem. Vad gäller kvinnliga soloartister på samma sätt, Silvana Imama till exempel berättar samma grej. Det hade nog Eva Max hade till exempel Whitney Houston och Madonna, Mariah Carey till exempel, för att nämna några och sådär, som nog alltid har fungerat som bränsle och sådär. Och hon vill definitivt vara en förebild åt unga kvinnor. Eva Max, what's happening next?
Next, I have two more songs coming out before the end of the year that are my singles, and then also a feature coming out with Jason Derulo. And a lot of more touring. And hopefully more shows here in Europe.
Det här var alltså hösten 2018. Våren 2019 så fick jag Eva Max på besök igen. Och bara som en kort avslutning här så ska vi få höra hur hon reagerat då Sweet But Psycho sen kort efter det slog igenom riktigt, riktigt stort. Alltså den var etta i 22 olika länder. Och kom ihåg att då jag träffade henne första gången så hade hon aldrig hört låten på radio. Men samma dag som jag gjorde den här första intervjun så hörde hon den på första gången på radio, alltså den här låten. Så ja, Eva Max hörde Sweet But Psycho första gången någonsin på radio i Finland. Och klart att det blev tårar.
After that interview, I'm not saying this, my interview was like a defining moment, but I remember Sweet But Psycho was doing really well, especially in the Nordic countries. I mean, you were kind of like, it was growing, but like in the Nordic countries already, you know, a hit. But after that, you know, it just started happening everywhere. The song was like, yeah. I mean, what do you remember from these times? Because, I mean, the song was already doing well when we met and stuff But then, you know, it exploded after that.
I am just super excited that people are connecting to the music, and now so am I, because it's just crazy to think that before Sweet But Psycho, no one knew me. I had been singing for so long, but it's exciting now that I can release music that connects to people.
What was it like, if we still return to Sweet But Psycho, like, what was it like when you started to hear that song everywhere? Because
it's weird, because my voice, I was hearing my voice, and I've only dreamt of hearing my song on the radio. So when it was happening, I just remembered all the struggles I went through, and I couldn't like believe that it finally happened. So it was very surreal. I still don't believe it. It's weird. It's weird. It's a weird feeling.
Was it emotional also?
Yeah, I cried. When I heard my song on the radio for the first time, I cried. And it was here in Finland, actually, the first time in October. And then in Philadelphia in the U.S. So, yeah, it was very overwhelming.
I remember when we did the interview, we did it like in the morning. And then you hadn't heard the song on the radio yet. Yeah. And I was saying to you, like, well, just turn on any station and you will hear it. So you did hear it in Finland.
Definitely. Yeah, I did. And I haven't heard So Am I yet on the radio.
You haven't?
Not yet.
Oh, it's everywhere.
And so I've heard it in shops on the airport, okay, but not on the radio.
What's that like? Were you in the shop just like a normal person and then your voice is right up there?
Yeah, I was like singing it, and then I'm like, oh, that's my song.
Wow.